from New Orleans. This is Music Inside Out. I'm Gwen Tompkins. Food may be the most popular subject on the planet. In fact, scientists have long said that men and women think about food more often than almost anything else. More than global warming or world peace. More than superheroes, zombies, more than sex. And yes, even more than zombie sex. At Music Inside Out, we can't beat those odds. So let's make a grocery list together, because today's show is dedicated to Louisiana songs about food. Belly up after the break. It's Music Inside Out. I'm Gwen Tompkins. If you haven't already thought about food today, then you're late. Few subjects occupy the mind as much or as often as food. It's delicious. It's confounding. It's what's for dinner. So we're playing some of Louisiana's best songs about food. Now don't worry. Ours is a no-fat, low-cal, no-carb, gluten-free, dairy-free, free-range playlist. We're hearing Dr. Michael White with Jambalaya Strut. But vegetarians, beware. Danny Barker is next.
The name of this song is Save the Bones for Henry Jones, because Henry don't eat no meat. Tonight I'm gonna give a supper. We'll eat some food that's rare. And at the head of the table, I'm gonna place Brother Henry's chair. I'm gonna invite all the local big dogs. We're gonna laugh, we're gonna talk, we're gonna eat. Then I'm gonna scoop up the bones for Henry Jones, 'cause Henry doesn't eat no meat. Today I'm going to the market, the French market, a large market, and buy a whole lot of fish, old fish. That will thrill Brother Henry, because fish is his special dish. I'm gonna invite all the local big dogs. We're gonna laugh, we're gonna talk, we're gonna eat. Then I'm gonna scoop up the bones for Henry Jones, 'cause Henry doesn't eat no meat. Henry's not a booze, he's not a drinker like me. Riley takes a nip. Henry never needs a napkin, because the things that Henry eats don't drip, blip. One day we had a banquet. It really was a big. We started off eating short ribs of beef. Then we finished up eating steak. But after the feast was over, Brother Henry just sat down in his seat like a gentleman. Then I scooped up the bones for Henry Jones, 'cause Henry doesn't eat no meat. He's a fruit man, Henry doesn't eat no meat. He's an egg man, Henry doesn't eat no meat. He's a vegetarian, Henry.
I'm strutting with some barbecue, feeling mighty grand, like the happy people do in Dixieland. Now listen to this band. I love to hear them play while I'm picking on a juicy rib. I'm strutting with some barbecue, feeling mighty grand. Please pass another helping of that Dixieland. And Mr. Waiter, please.
Yes.
Another rib or two, then we'll go strutting with some barbecue.
That was Doc Cheatham and Strutting with Some Barbecue. And Danny Barker started us off with his classic, Save the Bones for Henry Jones. Next up, butter, eggs, and apples. Yum.
Oh, I want a butter and egg man from so tired of working all day. I want somebody who wants me to play pretty clothes that never were mine. But if my dream comes true, the sun's gonna shine. Oh, I want a butter and egg man. Some big butter and egg man want me.
Look here, baby, look here. Now I'll be your great big butter and egg man, honey.
Oh, goody, goody.
different. I'm from way down in the South.
That's just what I'm looking for. That's what I'm looking for.
You sure you're lying? Nah. I'll buy you all the jewelry that will worth the money.
Uh-oh, that did it. That did it.
If you'll just put your arms around me and sort of call me honey.
Gotta do it. Gotta do it.
Now I'll buy you a real sharp vine.
Solid. I can stand one right now.
Providing what you told me the other day, just don't change your mind.
Never happen, never happen.
Now I'm your great big bothering egg man. I'm your great big bothering egg man.
Yes, sir. That's me, honey.
Oh, I want
a
butter and egg man. From way out. I get so tired of working all day. I want somebody who wants me to play. Pretty clothes that never were mine. But if my dream comes true, baby, sunshine. I want a butter and egg man. Don't some great big butter and egg man want for little me.
Come on, see about me.
I Ate Up the Apple Tree, a duet featuring Dr. John and Randy Newman. Before that, Louis Armstrong and the often underrated Velma Middleton with Big Butter and Egg Man. Coming up, grape jelly and crawfish, but not together. Stay with us. I'm Gwen Tompkins, and this is an anodized, nonstick episode of Music Inside Out. We're playing Louisiana songs about food. Either the artists are from here, live here, or eat here regularly. This is an excerpt from Grape Jelly by Clarence Gatemouth Brown. Got toast? Thank you. Mama's Cooking by Marcia Ball. Today, we're talking about the marriage of Louisiana food and music. Marcia Ball comes from southwestern Louisiana, and today we've got a special guest to walk us through more music from that region. Ben Sandmel is here. He played for years with the celebrated Cajun group, the Hackberry Ramblers, as probably the youngest member.
Yes, by several decades, easily.
These guys look like they could have played in the war between the states.
They were together for 72 years, and I was with them for 18 of those 72.
And you lived to tell the tale.
I lived to tell the tale, yes.
Well, it's amazing because there are an awful lot of songs that come out of the Cajun and Zydeco traditions,
yes,
that are about food.
Yes.
And you wrote a book, actually, on Zydeco music.
I did. It was a collaborative book with photographer Rick Olivier. He did all the photos, and I did the text. It came out in 1999.
Yeah, Zydeco with an exclamation point.
Zydeco with an exclamation point.
Zydeco!
Yes.
And so now, doesn't the word Zydeco derive from food?
It does. The word Zydeco, and the accepted spelling now is Z-Y-D-E-C-O. It is thought to come from, this is not 100% confirmed, but it's thought to come from the French Arico, which is H-A-R-I-C-O-T, means beans or snap beans or green beans. And there was an expression, les haricots sont pas salés, which literally means the snap beans are not salty, but which figuratively means times are hard, times are so hard that you don't even have any seasoning for your beans. And this was kind of an exclamation. It was first documented in 1934, I think, in a field recording that Alan Lomax did for the Library of Congress. The actual spelling of Zydeco was standardized in the 60s, but there are other scholars who have theories that it comes from Africa, and there's disagreement, and you know how that kind of thing is. But that's the generally accepted theory.
Not bad. Les haricots
sont pas salés.
Sont pas salés.
Yeah, and then just the pronunciation, saying it quickly, it sounded more like a D than an R, so it went from Zydeco to Zydeco. Easier to say more quickly.
Easier.
I think. I'm not a linguist, but that's my guess.
Well, okay, so does that suggest if times are hard, you can't afford salt and seasoning for your green beans, so does that suggest that Zydeco is equivalent to the blues?
Well, Zydeco has a huge component of the blues in it. Zydeco consists of blues, Cajun music, Afro-Caribbean rhythms, Afro-Caribbean traditions like Jure music, which doesn't involve any instruments, just hand clapping and stomping and singing. It's related to the ring shout in African-American music. And the accordion, which is the signature instrument in Zydeco, also Cajun music, that came to Louisiana in the late 19th century from Austria and Germany.
Well, how porous is the line between Cajun music and Zydeco? Is
it? It's very porous.
Because, you know, rule of thumb, Cajun music is thought of as music that white people play in Louisiana. Zydeco,
yes,
is thought of as black people's music in Louisiana. Is,
yes,
is that fair or is that true?
Well, that's the generally accepted convention. And 30 or 40 years ago, maybe the styles were a lot more distinct. And since then, the distinctions between the two have been less distinct, you might say. Well, none of those things are usually as clear-cut as people think, but it's
particularly
less clear-cut
in Louisiana.
Particularly in Louisiana, and it's much less clear-cut than it was 20, 30, 40 years ago.
I see. Okay, now you have suggested two songs for us to hear.
Yes.
The first song is called Everything on a Hog.
Is good.
Does your rabbi know you're saying this, Ben?
I've got an email into and I'm waiting to hear back. I think it's going to be okay. Yes.
And so who's performing?
This is Nathan Williams, leader of the band Nathan and the Zydeco Cha-Chas. And his statement that everything on the hog is good comes from personal experience from working in his brother's meat market and grocery store in Lafayette, Sid's One Stop, where they make their own boudin and tasso and sausage. So he's not speaking abstractly. He's speaking from hands-on experience.
Et toi, tu n'as fait un cochon, c'est bon. Aïe, aïe. We'll be right back.
is good. Everything on the hog, everything on the hog is good. Except as I did, except as I did know. I like that good old time hog and cheese. I like that good old time hog rattling. I like that good old time a boudin. I like that good old time a backbone. Everything on the hog is good.
Everything on a hog is good. Nathan and Exotico Cha-Chas.
What was the old statement that people would butcher a hog and use everything but the squeak? So, and this actually comes back to the theme of Zydeco Sans Pastelet and poverty and not wasting anything. And
that's
utilizing
true.
Everything that you can.
Now, it would be very difficult to dip into this kind of music without hearing a song from Clifton Chenier.
Yes. The King of Zydeco.
The King of Zydeco, exactly. And you have selected a very interesting Chenier song.
And the song Jambalaya was a big hit for Hank Williams.
Right. Did he write it, Hank Williams?
Well, he wrote his set of lyrics, but he took the melody verbatim from an old Cajun song that's known both as Grand Texas and Lance Couche-Couche. And it was recorded going back into the 20s, the band that I used to play with, the Hackberry Ramblers, recorded it. It's been recorded dozens of times. It's a Cajun standard. What's interesting is that Clifton records it in the version that we're going to hear, and he's singing in a style that's very atypical for him, and it almost sounds like he's impersonating Louis Prima, which
Incredible.
Is fascinating. But it's not such a stretch because they're both great multicultural South Louisiana musicians.
Okay.
Of course, Clifton sang at least half his material in French.
This is Crawfish Jambalaya.
Yeah.
Don't give me no solo on this, but
I'm going to talk with it. I'm going to talk with it. You rolling? Okay. You know what? Mm-hmm. You know one thing? Let me tell y'all something. Where we come from, crawfish got soul, baby. So, you know, to make a jambalaya, you got to have some crawfish in it. To do the thing, you know what I mean? Then you go like this, you say.
That is so cool.
Isn't that cool? I feel like Sam Butera, you know, Louis Prima's sax player is just going to just jump out at any moment.
Well, and Clifton had a great sax player with a very similar style named John Hart.
Mm.
He's on a lot of Clifton's albums.
Figlio mio, cutterara, mamma mia, pensaccio tu. Se ti doni alla musicante, io ti vai, io ti vieni, sembra lo strumento in mano. Sicci mi chiamano se lo strumento figli mia. Oh mamma, zumba zumba baccola. Oh mamma, zumba zumba baccola. Oh mamma, zumba zumba baccola. Zumba 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 baccola.
Could we call that prima facie evidence?
Can you come every week?
Sure. Sure.
Well, I tell you, say yes to the great Clifton Chenier and Crawfish Jambalaya, and Everything on a Hog is Good,
yes,
by Nathan and the Zydeco Cha-Chas. Our thanks to author and musician Ben Sandmel for his selections.
You.
Thank you so much for being with us.
Anytime, anytime.
I want you to come back and talk about your latest book, which is about Ernie K. Doe, of course.
Of course, I'd be happy to.
Okay, does he have any food songs?
He doesn't have any food songs, but in his famous radio rants, he would talk about music being as good as a good old pot of collard greens and red beans and things like that.
Right, not even in the complaints he made against his mother-in-law in the great song Mother-in-Law. Does he ever mention her food, does he?
No, but in one of his kind of set pieces in interviews, he would talk about his mother-in-law staying in my house and eating up all my grub. So there's a food connection.
And don't come back no more.
Mother-in-law.
Mother-in-law.
My.
Mother-in-law.
Mother-in-law.
For a full playlist of the songs from today's show, go to our website at musicinsideout.org. Coming up, Branford Marcellus needs a table for one. Stay tuned. This is Music Inside Out. I'm Gwen Tompkins. Bring us your hungry, your greedy, your peckish. We've got Louisiana songs about food. It doesn't take a genius to know that most songs about food aren't about food at all. Take it from Johnny Adams. Food is often a metaphor for more romantic delights.
When you love me in the evening and the moon is bright above, and whisper tell me that you know that I'm the one you love. That's when you're cooking, cooking in style. I love to be told that you care for me, and I love it all the while. And when you love me in the morning like you did the night before, tell me that you need me and you'll never let me go. That's when you're cooking, cooking in style. I love to be told that you care for me, and I love it all the while. And squeeze me, and you know I love it too. The way you treat me, baby, makes me know your love is true. Cause we'll be cooking, cooking in style. I love to be told that you care for me, and I love it all the while. Just remember to remember that I love your loving ways. Honey, if you never change, I'll love you all my days. Cause we'll be cooking, we'll be cooking in style. I love to be told that you care for me, and I love it all the while.
All my life, you could say I've been lonely. All my days, I've been bluer than blue. A starving man in the middle of a restaurant. Buddy, it was madness living on sadness pie and lonely stew. All I knew was the plainest potato. How I pined for just a little spice. Spread some sugar upon my plate. Oh yes. Hit me with some honey and everything that's nice. Avocado woo woo. Avocado woo woo. Buddy, is your baby as sweet as mine? Avocado woo woo. Avocado woo 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 woo. Just give me that dish that's so divine. And when I'm feeling sad and low, she always soothes me so. And there I was at the end of my napkin. The time had come for me to pay my bill. Then love walked in and gave me a slap. Can you dig? The salt started shaking. I thought it was the bacon or the beans upon the grill. And since that day, everything has been dandy. The head chef has granted me my wish. Now all the world is sweeter than candy. I got my baby and she's my favorite dish. Ooh, avocado, ooh, avocado, ooh. Buddy is your baby as sweet as mine. Ooh, avocado, ooh, avocado, ooh. Just give me that dish that's so divine. And when I'm feeling sad and low, she always soothes me so. Oh, avocado, give me a sign. Yeah, avocado, I'm so glad you're mine.
That was the Tin Men with Avocado Woo Woo. And before that, the great Johnny Adams was cooking in style. Food is a great metaphor for romance, but romance can be fleeting. Sooner or later, the souffle falls. Here's Branford Marsalis with One for Dinner, Please, James. Thank you.
Said, I'm making out fine. And then she said, how'd you like to stop on round and see me? Come on over for a drink sometime. Baby, listen, I'd rather drink salty water. Salty water. Yeah, child, then you'll find this wine. But you see me? I used to take the water from my baby's well. So I found all the other jokers. Hey, I've been drinking their fields. Well, I said, nah, I'd rather drink salty water. Damn, salty water. Then they'll find us, find us wine. Bet she blew it. I don't know why. Why'd she do it? Oh, what's done is done, yeah. No, I'm not going through it. Why? No time. I'd rather drink soda water. I better drink salty water. Salty water.
That was John Cleary. Remember that name, with Salty Water. And before that, an excerpt from the Branford Marcellus song, One for Dinner, Please, James. It's taken nearly an hour, but we've gone through jambalaya, barbecue, butter, eggs, apples, crawfish, jelly, avocados, and tears. All incredible, all edible. And you've been listening to Music Inside Out. Our show is produced by Lynette Johnson, Sean Collins, and Jason Rhine. Our show theme was written and performed by James Booker. For a complete playlist of the show, come to our website at musicinsideout.org. I'm Gwen Tompkins. Next time we'll do red beans. And this is Music Inside Out.
Music Inside Out is underwritten by the Historic New Orleans Collection, the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Foundation, Adam Newman Studio, and WWNO. Donations to Music Inside Out are tax deductible, thanks to our partnership with the National Performance Network. For more information on how you can support our program, go to our website at musicinsideout.org/support.